The views, opinions and content shared on this podcast are those of the host and guests, drawn from their professional and personal experiences. Please note that there is no single right way to work with or care for curly hair. What works for one person may not work for another, and more than one approach can be valid depending on the experience.
We're here to encourage new ideas, fresh approaches and ways of thinking. Terminology and practices around hair can vary, and we support and encourage the expression and authenticity. When we refer to curls in this podcast, we are speaking inclusively of all textures across the curl and coily spectrum. Welcome to the first official episode of the Detangled podcast by Avlon, where we comb through all things textured, curly, coily and beyond. I'm Jackie McIntosh, and as always, I'm joined by my amazing Lewis Driver.
Hi everyone, today we've got something really special planned. We're introducing you to the Avlon Education team. It's the people behind the scenes that bring this content and knowledge to life. Today we're sitting down with some incredible team members.
That's right, we're excited to welcome Nathaniel, Pash and Hannah to the podcast. Plus we'll give a big shout out to Claire, who couldn't be here with us today, but she's a major part of our team and the conversation.
Throughout this episode, we're going to learn about their expertise and what they love about working with Avlon and how they're all contributing to shaping the world of textured hair. So let's kick things off. So we're going to start with some introductions. Can each of you tell us who you are, both within the Avlon family and the broader industry?
I'll go first, seeing as no one wants to speak. My name is Nathaniel Chambers, and I am the salon owner of Nathaniel's Couture Hair and Beauty. I've also worked for Avlon as an educator for the last 12 years.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I have been hairdressing for about 12 years now, and I've been part of the Avlon Education and Creative team for the last 1 year. I have my own little studio where I work on my own, and I have started branching out into more freelance session work and things like that too.
And hi, I'm Pashkina Mitchell. I am a educator at Blue Tit, as well as a creative and educator at Avlon, as well as have my own studio, and I do session work, branching out to doing like adverts, TV, clients who books me, I'm there.
So as you can hear, we've got a wealth of experience in the room today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Jackie?
Oh, really? Me? I'm Jackie McIntosh. I'm a hairdresser by trade. Many people don't know that. I think they think I've just jumped into the role of European Educating Director. But me, first and foremost, I'm a hairdresser. I still do hair, believe it or not. Not to the level of my team, but I'm still out there in the industry doing hair. And also, I'm a trichologist. I specialise in hair and scalp treatments, and really supporting those women that are suffering with hair loss. But my take on that is really trying to get in front of clients before they get to that point. But also my role as education director is to look at education from a company perspective and look at how we support the professionals, but also educate the consumers.
And that must leave me. I'm Lewis Driver. I've been a hairstylist now for 20 years. Time flies when you're on fun, eh? And yeah, I currently work freelance as a freelance stylist and educator. I do a lot of colour now, and I work at Bleach London a few days a week. I have recently started getting more into education, and I'm currently a visiting practitioner at London College of Fashion, where I've been teaching on the hair and makeup course there, and then working a lot with Avlon, doing education for them, so yeah.
Okay, so let's dive deeper into what you each bring to the table. What's your area of expertise and what do clients come to you for? So let's start with you, Nathaniel. You tell me, what's your... I know what I think your expertise is, but I am really excited for you to tell me what your expertise is.
Well, I do believe my expertise are in chemical services. And when we say chemical service across the border, especially in Avlon, I specifically mean more relaxers. So how relaxers work, how they break down the hair, how it changes the hair, and just the understanding about the chemicals and what goes inside of a relaxer.
Boom, I kind of knew that was your passion.
And just so you know, we do have a episode coming on relaxes.
Yeah.
So Pash, how about you? What's your area of expertise, and what do clients come to you for, and what do you usually teach on within the team?
I would say I'm an all rounder. I like to dabble a bit with everything from extensions to same as Lefanu relaxers. What I was specialising, what people come to me for, would be more on the texture releases and trying to make them understand the difference between smooth or straight, what we call SOS. But yeah, I would say more of the texture release clients will come to me for, and then as well as taking care of the hair, healthy hair is the goal, and making sure that they're happy all around.
Amazing. And Hannah, over to you.
So since I've been on board with Avalon, I've definitely had more of a focus on the curly and natural texture side of it, and I do a lot of work with the As I Am ranges, and I do a lot of like online content as well, and that's what I enjoy doing with you guys.
So guys, one of the questions that people often ask is why Avalon? So who wants to answer that one?
I definitely would love to answer that. Well, when I was 13, I worked in my first ever hair salon. So we're going back many, many moons. And this specific salon used Avalon products. What I loved about it was what it said on the bottle and the jar is what you got. So you could separate a relaxer that was from Avalon and a relaxer that was bought from the shop. I just love exactly what the product does, because it tells you exactly what it's doing and you're getting the exact results from that. You're not trying to overuse it or using other ways to get the results that you believe you're going to get. You get the immediate results. The science that has gone behind Avalon's relaxers, Avalon's products over the range is beyond second to none.
Touching on what Lefanu was saying, for me, when I started hairdressing and I was going through my journey looking for products, I think you will generally just grab what you can get, and you stumble through what works for your client's hair. And when I stumbled into Avalon, what intrigued me was their motto of saying the science behind hair care. And like Lefanu was saying, you get what it says on the packaging. And as you learn the products and as you work through the products and you understand what you're trying to achieve, I think throughout their whole range, there's something for everybody. And even like cocktailing your products, working through your treatments, I feel like I get an all-round system for any client that walks and sits in my chair. So that's what I love about Avalon.
For me, I started my hairdressing journey in a small town in Hampshire, which my clientele was predominantly white. So when I started seeking further education so I could upskill myself to have a broader knowledge across the board, I wanted to make sure that the products that I used were at a professional level, like I have for my clients with straight hair. And when I found, I was actively seeking for a range that would be great for in-salon professional services, but also that I could retail to clients to follow up with their aftercare at home. So yeah, when I found Avalon, it was just ticks all the boxes for me.
I just want to add to that, I think my entry point or my kind of start with Avalon was a little bit later on throughout, like down my journey, and I think it was when I got given an Uberless bond system, and I remember Jackie giving it to me as part of Project Afro, and I originally sat there and was like, oh, another bond system, and I didn't really think anything other than that. I just knew Avalon had been a brand that was on the shelf and available to me as a consumer at this point. So I took it away, used it once, used it twice, used it a third time, and I was like, wow, like it's consistently giving me results. And so through that, I then started using all of the other products in the portfolio, and it just changed the game for me in terms of what I was able to do for clients, not just curly clients, but also some of my coloured clients, because there are products within this range or within the ranges that can do so much for the hair structure, integrity, condition across the board. So like it just, like you say, the science of hair care, I mean, it really is that, and it lives up to that name.
I think for me, you know, and I know that we're going to do an episode further down the track about individuals, but I will kind of circle back to that thing. It's, you know, I came up in a generation where you had to do hair science as part of your hairdressing training. And at that time, there was never anybody that spoke about science and hair. It was just, you know, product, and the product does this and the product does that. And for me, Avalon was the first company that related hair science and hair product together. And that was just a light bulb moment for me. And, you know, when I was at college, me and my lecturers, as you can imagine, nothing's changed. We used to buck heads a lot about how things work, and especially on textured hair, because everything at that time was specific to European straight hair. And that was not my lived experience in the salon. So to have a range where you could actually see what the science of hair and product come together was just phenomenal. And that has just gone on from strength to strength for me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've said it a few times, it is game changing, you know, when you start working with the products. And so, yeah, like as much as we love Avalon and working with the brand, obviously we've got a breadth of knowledge and experience in the room. So we know who you are, but is there anything that you're working on at the minute or you've worked on recently that you want to share or that you're excited about, Hannah?
I feel like for me, 2024 was very much a yes year. Like, I feel like even though I've been in the industry for 12 years, the last 2 years, the sort of trajectory of my career has really changed because I've actively sought out different opportunities and since working with you guys. So last year, so I did like my first fashion week seasons, I did some campaigns, I did entered, like finalised and won some competitions. So it was very full on. So this year, I was very much looking forward to a chilled, like just kind of go with the flow, see what opportunities come. And gratefully, a big opportunity did come towards me. I haven't actually put it out there yet, so watch this space. But yeah, 2025 is looking good and excited. I won't say too much, but yeah.
How about you, Pash?
I think I was the same. Like last year, I was focusing on building at Bluetit as their textured educator. Going through their team, and we were literally trying to build a new texture sector within their salon, as well as speed up and get the team ready to do textured hair in the salon, the stylists that they had already. And then outside of that, like I was saying before, I was getting booked for campaigns, session work, working with a couple artists and some celebs, and it's been really cool. The beginning of this year, I put on a textured cultural show at Avalon, and we had a little panel, and it was really fun, like creating that, talking to the panel, and putting on a little show with the Bluetit team. So I think this year is just about the same thing, pushing forward and building my name and what I love to do.
Exciting. I'm trying to plan a photo shoot. I want to get back into doing a bit more creative and more editorial stuff alongside my education and running the salon. So we've got something.
We've got a lot going on.
Always.
But yeah, I want to kind of delve more into my creative side again. And yeah, so we'll be working towards 2025.
So that being said, you know, we're all professionals in here, and you know, whilst I appreciate you guys are Avalon educators, you're all professionals in your own right. How do you feel about sharing your expertise in this podcast space, and what excites you about having these conversations and connecting with listeners in this way?
Educating the consumers, educating other hairdressers, allowing them to understand actually the educators behind Avalon and not just the product, and we're here to sell. We don't sell products. We're here to actually give knowledge and help people understand how to use them and break them down for the usage of what they need it for.
Yeah, I'll touch on that as well. I think it is important that we're doing something like this. I think with social media, there's a lot of noise. There's a space missing for stylists and consumers, or the general public. And I think in hairdressing, since social media has blossomed, stylists have not kept up with what the general public is doing. And I think the leaders, or us as creatives, the stylists, the professionals, we haven't been pushing, what's the best way to say it? We ain't been in the front seat driving the conversations. And I think it's a good thing as well, because it gave us a space to listen to what people want and what's missing in the salons, and seeing how the industry has changed and a lot of people gone underground. So I think by doing this podcast, we can answer a lot of questions, debunk the myths, as well as help the general public know, because there's so much mess out there. And I say mess, you go into the salons or you go into the high street shops and you see overwhelming amount of products. You don't know what to pick. Then you go on social media and you see someone selling you their left arm, their right arm. You see that? Yeah, it just, yeah.
Already tangling, bro.
And I think, yeah, like, it. This would help, hopefully, navigate through the chaos. So it'd be interesting to see, like, the conversations we have and the people that come on and, yeah, the space that we create.
Yeah, I think it's exciting because I think Avalon, as a company, it has so many different ranges across the board that cater from professional, and then we've got our retail ranges as well. So to have some, like, a group of us educators that not only work with the brand, but like Jackie said, we're all professionals in our own right with our own experiences using and applying the products to our clients and ourselves as well. We've got that really broad understanding. So being able to have conversations quite freely about our professional background and consumer intake, and yeah, I think it's like a really unique position to be in, so hopefully it's exciting, but the internet can be scary. So,
and what about you, Jackie? How do you feel about sharing knowledge in the podcast space?
I think, if I'm being honest, I think it's been a journey. I think, you know, as I think sometimes as professionals we can get caught up in our own space, if that makes sense, and we are in our own bubble. And you don't really fully appreciate what's happening outside of that bubble. And I just think, you know, because we work amongst professionals all the time, you don't see the, what I call the tragedy outside of there. And it's only when you're exposed to that, you realize how important something like this is. And I think it's something that as a team we've discussed over a period of time. And I just think it's nice to actually be doing it. But I think for me, the biggest thing that I can take from this is actually throughout planning this and going on this journey and creating this, it's made me have to rethink of how we will be delivering education in the future and what that's going to look like, because I think things have changed. The salon business has changed. The way in which people gain information has changed. And I just think as a company, the one thing I will say about Avalon, we've always been at the forefront. We've never been frightened to take that first step to do something different. And this is that first step in doing something different. So I'm excited because I just think the means are endless. There's so much that we can do. And I just think this is our first step into that space. So I'm really excited that we're actually doing it. And it's a challenge for me. And it's a vulnerability for me as an education director, because I have to lead a team and I have to do it in a way that you still have your integrity, you still have your core professionalism, the brand still has that as well. But I feel that with the talent that we have in the room, with the backing of the brand behind us, I just feel the world's our oyster, and I just think that I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. And I think with that first step, like podcasting, it's such a digestible format that you can do it anywhere and you don't have to be phone in hand to engage. And you can also go back to it and listen time and time again. But I think one of the biggest things for me, which kind of touches what all of you said, like the podcasting can talk to the lived experience, the cultural experience, the professional experience. And, you know, we've all been consumers and clients as well. So, like, it touches on all of those experiences, you know. So, like Lefanya was saying before, this isn't about selling you a product. We're here to give you knowledge and information to help you make better choices when navigating things like product choice, you know. So that's what I'm really excited about.
Okay, so one of the things that we decided to have in this podcast at the end of every episode is a question that we're going to ask to everybody. So without failing that question, my question is going to be to you, Lefanya. What is good hair and what does that mean? You know, let's hear your take on that.
Okay, so to me, good hair is hair that is healthy. So whether you have type 2 hair or type 4 hair, all of that is good hair as long as it's healthy. So what that means, whether you're using the right products for the with the right pH balance, which suits your hair type and texture, whether you are using moisturizers, no matter what the situation your hair is, as long as it's in its healthiest form as possible, I call that good hair. That's good hair to me.
Amazing.
How about you, Pash?
I agree with Nathaniel, but I think it goes deeper than
Pash is so deep. You're so deep.
No, it is. I've been thinking about this question for ages because I say to my clients all the time, they come and they sit in my chair, and a lot of people don't look at themselves in the mirror. And when they show you pictures, they will show you pictures of women they want to look like. And I think good hair has been associated with obviously curly, straight, blah, blah, blah. But looking across the board, everyone in here, as much as we say we do textured hair, we do all hair types. And you can go from a European lady, a white lady sitting in your chair, and she'll be like, I want my hair thicker. And they'll wear extensions, tapings, microlinks, whatever it is. And I think good hair is about loving yourself and having confidence and working with what you have. Healthy hair, again, as you sit in my chair or any of our chairs, our goal is always going to be to make sure your hair is healthy. But I think good hair comes down to, do you like the way you look? And if you like the way you look, then you accept everything about yourself and you work with what you have. So I think, yeah, for me, good hair is about making someone confident when they sit in my chair, that when they walk away, they like what they see. And then you work on to build that.
Yeah, I mean, that was deep, but also really, really important. So people take note. And if you hear it, rewind it and listen to that again.
You went down.
How about you, Han?
Yeah, just so following on from Pash. Yeah, no, I agree. I think good hair is like really subjective to the person whose hair it is. And I think like kind of what you were saying is an extension of who they are, an expression of themselves. So I think as long as that feels authentic to them, and obviously, like you say, from a hairdresser's point of view, we want it to be in its healthiest form. But I think good hair is down to the individual. I don't think, obviously, we can look as a spectator and say, oh, that's good, nice hair, but it's down to the individual. And I think it's the way you wear it, and if it adds to your confidence as well. Yeah, that's good hair to me.
Yeah. And so, moving on from good hair, let's go to hero products, right? We've spoken about the breadth and the huge portfolio of Avlon products. Pash, what is your hero products? And you can pick from any of the ranges.
I would say for me, Texture Elise. And I know you guys knew I was going to say that. But
you don't even think your hero is your hero, right?
Again, I use Texture Elise on all my clients from type 1 to type 4, depending on what they want, how many passes I'm going to choose to do for my consultation. I think for me, people go and get, I don't want to say names, but keratins and Brazilians, but what changes the texture release for me is there's many different brands in the keratin with many different brands in Brazilian. So when someone sits in my chair and said, I got keratin done, I'm like, well, that doesn't help me because I don't know what brand that person used. And then that means it varies from strength, it varies from strengths to weaknesses, I don't know, depending what they use. So for me, when it comes to a text release, there's only one on the market. So I know if someone said they got a text release, what I'm expecting to see, depending on what the stylist or the client sitting in my chair, their goal was, as well as it leaving their hair silky, shiny, soft, manageable. Again, it all comes down to what my clients are looking for. So for me, yeah, the texture release is my hero product.
We all know what Nathaniel's going to say.
Well, I'm not going to be so predictable. Actually, one of my hero products is overnight treatment.
Okay!
And the overnight treatment, the amount of moisture that you get in your overnight treatment, if you have used that correctly to manufacturer's instructions,
hello,
you will get the right result, no matter what texture the hair is. and it is a water-based product. So a lot of my clients with silk presses or natural hair believe they can't use it. I just show them a method how to actually distribute it amongst their, in their hand, and apply it to their hair that suits them, that allows them to still remain straight, being natural, whether you're relaxed or not. But it also helps to balance out what we've done in the shop for them to continue at home, and it's a nice meet in the middle when they come back in, and you can actually see the structure of the hair and the health of the hair is actually increased since they've used that. So that would be one of my hero products.
You blew me away with that one. I weren't, expecting that.
I'm fine with what you're saying. Yeah, I'll go put it up my shelf.
Yeah, I weren't expecting that.
And Hannah, what about you? What's your hero product?
I'd say definitely at the moment, my hero product, one that I'm just getting through a lot, is the foam wrap set. I love this product. I think the versatility in the product is just amazing. You can use it across the board, whether you're using it for a wrap set, you're blow drying, or where I've been using it is on a lot of my curly clients. It really gives like a really lightweight hold and give them an airy, ready to go finish. And it's what I use on my head too. So yeah, that's what I've been loving at the moment.
And lastly, for fun, we're going to be asking everybody across the series for a hair inspo or icon. Lathaniel, give us yours.
Come back to me. I need to think on that just a little bit more.
Hannah, you're sticking your hand up.
Yeah, I might be biased because she is my favourite artist, but SZA, all day, every day, I love her. I love just her whole energy, and her hair is just one of the first things you see when you see her. So like striking, and I love the volume. It's always volume over definition.
It's taking a trend with you. It's volume, just,
yeah,
you know?
You know, it's on brand. But yeah, I just love her and her hair. So yeah, SZA for me.
I got a couple.
You can save one for another episode.
I save one for another episode. I will go with Doji at the moment.
I love her. Yeah. I absolutely love her. I absolutely love her. I think she's next.
Yeah, I think what her and her team are doing, and culturally, especially with her hair, I think they've given so much structure, shapes, that for me, they made braiding come to the forefront of what it's art. And you look at someone like Doji, how she can make it so simple, but yet make it in such an art form. And again, braiders, and I put big respect on braiders, I think they get overlooked. And I think it's just something that we just expect because the culture we just grew up with, your sister, a friend in school, can braid. But when you put it on the main stage of how Doji is rocking her braids, for me, it really, big respect to her team, braiders, and how she's rocking it.
Yeah, and not everybody can braid. So like you say, putting big respect on braiders.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, shout out to the braiders. And you, Lefebvre, now we're coming back to you now. Come on.
So I can't think of a hair inspo that I have, but when I do see a nice, clean, short haircut, that's it for me. So no matter who it is, as long as I can see that it's done nicely and the hair just looks good, that is what inspires me to actually keep going.
Hey, and Jack, how about you? Have you got anyone?
Do you know what? I'm gonna be true to myself. And it's another industry person, but and they did something this week and I had to comment on it. And I don't normally comment on work, but Michelle Thompson, I just think her work, especially in the Afro category, is second to none. Her cuts are clean. The movement is just unprecedented. She, definitely, when it comes to cut and finish, she's definitely my icon.
Yeah, she's my icon.
Definitely,
as well.
Always.
I think, yeah. Even that cute game. I don't think she gets the respect.
No, she doesn't. You know, she's up there.
Yeah,
definitely
up there.
Have you
ever actually watched her work? Like, you're just
poetry in motion.
Literally,
it's like watching an artist paint.
When
you watch her cut, it's like watching an artist paint. And you know what? Shout out to you, Mish.
I'm trying to get her on in a few.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel you're looking at me, Hannah. But mine would be going back to people in the celebrity space. Like, I have a bit of a thing for Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
I think she, for me, she speaks a bit to my rebellious side. Like, she's not afraid of the bleach. She's not afraid of the short haircut. She's not afraid to wear the braids. You know, and she just mixes it up. And I love that. You know what I mean? She's got a good energy about her. And it just shows that you can have versatility.
She's not in a box.
Yeah, I think 100%. That's like a general vibe from all of our icons. If you actually look, they're all just very authentic to who they are in their image. I think if
authenticity is our thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what it comes down to with the good hair. It's good for them because that is who they are. Yeah. So I think they're doing it intentionally, and that is.
And actually, maybe that's something we could do, is put those people up on social media, because you can actually see that probably those people speak to who we are as creatives, or what gets us going, as educators.
And have that representation in those spaces, that you don't have to do what other people are doing. It's just always good as well. So
use the right product.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? That's been so much fun, and I'm sure there could be a Meet the Team part two. But thank you all so much for sharing your insights today. And it's just been an honor to work with you and to also have you on the podcast.
It's been fun. I think it's been nice us doing this, not so much in a work setting, but in a more social setting, but still being working. I think it's been great. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Loved it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thank you.
For the listeners and those at home, don't forget to follow the podcast, engage with us on social media, share this episode with your colleagues, your clients, your stylists, and anybody else interested in textured hair. And before we forget, do you just want to go around and give us your social media handles?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. It's Hannah Marcia with an extra A at the end.
Okay. I'm on all social media platforms as Pash Canal. I spell that for you guys because a lot of you get lost. It's PASHCANEL. And you'll find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of the above.
And you'll find me on all social media platforms at Nathaniel's Couture. And that's Nathaniel with an L.
And if you missed any of that, it will be in the show notes. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks. All right,
thanks.